The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
In 2018, a crack radio team was formed in the studios of WGNS. These men promptly became the top voices of morning talk radio in Rutherford County. Your morning drive needs entertainment, information, and a good laugh. That's why we have The Wake Up Crew.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Thursday edition of The Wake Up Crew. This is, of course, Throwback Thursday. We've got the eclipse coming April 8th. That's in 4 days. And I guess we're looking forward to that, I guess.
It is what it is.
Some people look forward to it. Some people kind of dread it, I guess. And I'm going to also tell you a little bit about Atlanta Braves that are at home. I think it's this weekend. I'm not sure.
Let's see. Yes, their first home game is actually tomorrow versus Arizona.
Okay, so that's a pretty good opponent. And if you want to go down there, I can give you the guide to going through Truist Park.
Well, you've been there.
Pay for the parking.
It's high, though.
Pay for the parking.
Isn't it like $50 or something?
No, it's more than that.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's around 60 or 70. Yeah.
Wow.
Pay for the parking. Because you walk across the bridge, you're walking and walking. Unless you like to stay in shape, if you want to, you know.
Okay.
You know. The walking to, you're excited about going.
The walking back.
Mm-hmm. is a bummer. They got plenty of hotels around there if you want to spend the night and watch a game or two. And it's a fun place to go. It's just, they've got something for everybody. I mean, it's
even if you're not a baseball fan, you'll have a good time.
Oh yeah. I mean, my granddaughters love to go, and one is a baseball nut, and the other one could care less. Feed me, Seymour, is what she says. But
all the shops too.
All the shops and stuff, and they won't. I found out, you take your granddaughters, whether they like the Braves or not, they will. They want gear. They want Braves gear. And you better take a credit card.
Oh,
and by the way, don't take cash. It's cashless. You have to use a card everywhere. So
you don't like that part, do you?
I don't like that part, no. I like to know what I'm spending, how much. I have a certain amount of money in my pocket. So, and if you're going on vacation pretty soon, you be sure to call your bank and tell them that you're going to be out of town.
Oh, that's true.
Because a lot of people don't do that, and then you get this, you take your card to Tanger Outlet or somewhere, and then they won't take your money because they've closed your account for temporarily till, you know, they find out what it is. But
well, that fraud's a big deal, you know. So, I mean, I had it happen to me on one of my cards, and I got a phone call, and they said, well, were you buying shoes in Michigan? I said, absolutely not. And so then they go along, and this was with a credit card. There were like three or four others that were on there, and they finally...
Did you check and see if Bobby was in Michigan?
Yes. Okay. And yeah. She was not. She didn't have that card.
Okay.
So, yeah, there was a charge in Michigan, and there was one in California. It was really weird.
But they do a good job. The banks do a good job of, you know, making sure, you know, if there's any kind of snafu in your credit card.
Well, but even with me... That wound up being somewhere in the neighborhood of about $400 worth of charges that I had to dispute, and did so, but then they lose that money.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So it helps them. I mean,
well, yeah, I guess I don't know how they recover that money though.
No.
That they, you know, that was spent fraudulently. So
they're always constantly making me change my password and those kind of things, you know. They don't like you keeping it for very long.
And if there's anything about your card number, they'll say, we're sending you a new card.
I also have the issue of when you buy, they automatically deduct it from your, what do you call that? You pay a bill.
Oh, yeah. Auto pay or something?
Auto pay, yeah. Mm-hmm. If your card changes, and your number changes, you'll get calls all over the place like, hey, you know, didn't go through, or, you know, you're late with your payment or something. So
I went through that with several bills because I had them go through the credit cards and then I would pay the credit card. I didn't want it coming out of my bank card.
Well, I have noticed since the pandemic, and I have nothing against the post office, but they are notorious now about it taking about 10 days or more to get your, if you go put it in the mail, it takes a long time. You better be prepared to get a call.
Better put it in early.
I've had a call or two, and I've said, it's on the way. I've dated it. I know when it's coming. Just it'll be there. All right, more to come here on Throwback Thursday.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy and breezy for today. Few light showers possible in the area by mid to late afternoon. Highs top out near 53 degrees. Winds west-northwesterly 10 to 25 miles per hour. And then tonight, still a spotty chance for a light shower early. Otherwise, gradual clearing. Frost possible in parts of the area towards Friday morning as lows drop to 34. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 46.
Hey guys, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low T. Be sure to schedule your health assessment at Low T Center. For established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored self-inject at-home testosterone treatments with an average payment of $150 a month cash pay, including labs and medication. If you need the convenience of at-home treatment, Low T Center makes it easy, shipping treatments directly to you. Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinvent inventing men's healthcare.
Manufacturing, construction, agriculture. Blue-collar jobs are the backbone of America. Those workers know the car they drive to work isn't just for show. It's what gets them to their paycheck. So where do you turn when you need a car but your credit isn't perfect? At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been helping everyday Americans like you through life's financial journey for over 65 years. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Tuke's Restaurants. And 38 years ago, we introduced a half-pound burger to Murfreesboro, Tennessee, using our own ground beef recipe and a fresh Lewis Bakery's bun. Well, 38 years later, we're still serving you the same delicious, juicy half-pound burger.
Toots, good food and fun since 1985.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Who buys Habitat for Humanity homes?
People who are working and they work hard. Generally, it's 40 to 80% of the area median income.
And everyone can support the dream of home ownership by shopping at the Habitat Restore.
We have 20 future homeowners in our program right now.
It just does so much for the community.
Please shop at the Habitat Restore, 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Middle Tennessee Electric organizing Rutherford County's 23rd annual Earth Day celebration Saturday, April 20th, 10 to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. Check out the Kids Zone, hands-on games and activities, free fun for the whole family. More online at rcearthday.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
News from the NFL, where the Buffalo Bills traded veteran wide receiver Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans, along with a sixth-round pick in this year's draft and a fifth-round pick in next year's draft. Buffalo gets a second-round pick in this year's draft in return. In NBA action, Celtics roll over the Thunder 135-100. Boston is the first team to reach 60 wins in the NBA this year, and they have clinched home court advantage throughout the postseason. Oklahoma City falls one game back of Denver and Minnesota for the top spot in the West. Timberwolves crush the Raptors 133-85. Minnesota moves into a tie with idle Denver for that top spot in the West. Bucks lose at home to the Grizzlies 111-101. Suns beat the Cavaliers 122-101. And the Lakers down the Wizards 125-120. In baseball, the Dodgers beat the Giants 5-4 for a three-game sweep. Shohei Ohtani gets his first home run with L.A. Red Sox over the A's 1-0 for a three-game sweep. Angels down the Marlins 10-2 for a three-game sweep. Cubs over the Rockies 9-8 for a three-game sweep.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 21 minutes after 6 o'clock here on the Wake Up Crew. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Rutherford County's 23rd annual Earth Day celebration is Saturday, April 20th. That'll be 10 a.m. to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. You can check out the Kids Zone with hands-on games and activities. Free fun for the whole family. That's April 20th right there on the square,
right next to us here. For more information, go to rceearthday.com. That's rceearthday.com. Going to be fun for all during that time. All right, this is the end of week two of misquoted lyrics, I think, on our Song of the Day.
Or maybe third week. I can't remember. We've been doing it a while. You ready for today's?
Feels like an eternity.
What? It does, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I'm ready. Yeah.
Whose idea was this anyway?
I think Dalton's.
Was it? Well.
You remember him?
No.
Okay.
Who is that? Okay. Here's today's misquoted song lyric.
Life would be ecstasy. You and me endlessly moving. On a Sunday afternoon.
All right, that's the Rascals grooving. And what's misheard is life would be ecstasy, you and me, Leslie, grooving on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, that's what I heard. You and me and Leslie grooving on a Sunday
that's
afternoon.
That's what, yeah. But it's supposed to be endlessly.
Life would be ecstasy, you and me endlessly.
Oh, now I hear endlessly.
But I heard Leslie at first.
Yeah.
That was the best one of the week, I think.
Yeah, I think so. That's pretty hard. I think if you're not looking for it, you'd say it was Leslie.
Well, and it could be, maybe he and Leslie.
And Leslie grooving. You know, hey, we're grooving with Leslie on there. Our good neighbor of the day is Lindsay McElhiney. She's the good neighbor of the day for being the first to offer to help with any project. Lindsay McElhiney will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
All right, so you've heard about our good neighbor of the day for today. If you would like to nominate someone as good neighbor of the day, we would certainly love to hear from you. And all you have to do is call or text 615-893-1450 with the word neighbor, N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R. Just text that word to our number. And you'll get a reply back, fill out the information, click submit, and it's going to take you a couple of minutes, and we'll have it. We'll have them as the good neighbor of the day here in the coming weeks.
So is that I before E, except after C, and maybe sometimes N?
Yes, in this case. Okay. Yeah. N-E-I-G-H.
English language. You got to love it.
And birthdays, anniversaries, we're taking those this morning, too, at 615-893-1450. You can call or text that number and get in your birthdays for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. All right, today's real fact is a bit different. Women have fluctuating hormonal changes that happen, but so do men, causing anxiety, frustration, and even emotional behaviors that are not common.
I don't think that happens.
You don't?
No! 624, you're listening to the Wake Up Crew on a Thursday.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Tell us what your vision was like before you had the cataract surgery done.
My eyes were just really out of whack, and I do a lot of hand embroidery. I got to the point where I couldn't even do my embroidery.
Are you now able to doing your embroidery?
Oh, yeah. I can go back and do what I was doing 30 years ago.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive behind SunTrust Bank.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. The State Collaborative on Reforming Education and Nashville Health hosted more than 200 community education and mental health leaders this week to explore ways to address challenges facing student mental health and its impact on educational outcomes in Tennessee. The 2024 report said at the county level, all of Rutherford County, home to Murfreesboro, appears to be doing well. It's not far from the top 10 least vulnerable counties in the state. But a closer look reveals that zip codes in this county run the full gamut from high vulnerability to low, with all the stops in between. Healthcare costs are on the rise, and a record poll shows a high cost of healthcare is a burden on American families. One in four adults says it's difficult for them to afford prescription drugs, a pain point that was noted by President Biden. The nonprofit healthcare research organization KFF reported in a poll that nearly 153 million Americans have job-based health insurance, the largest form of coverage by far. Bill aimed at improving college campus safety in Tennessee is now being named after a Georgia student who was murdered this year. Representative Gino Bolso of Brentwood said he filed House Bill 1909 before Lakin Riley's death captured the nation's attention. The 22-year-old was killed while out jogging at the University of Georgia campus on February 22nd. The bill passed the House and Senate, and it's waiting for an official name change to the Lakin Riley Act of 2024. News on demand 24/7 at our website, WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:27. Glad you're with us here on a Thursday morning, and we've got, I think, some cooler days in store in the next few days. But other than that, you know, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
You know,
it's spring.
It's spring. You don't know what to expect. Mowed my yard. Well, I didn't mow it. Brett mowed it the other day, but I did weed eat it. I got out and weed eated, and
I mowed mine before the big rain. And stuff.
I mowed mine Easter Sunday after we got through with Easter. Yeah,
mine was just mostly those weeds, the ones that have the little white ball at the top. What are those called?
Dandelions.
Dandelions. Yeah.
Well, we have True Green at our. We use True Green, and they come out and spray our yard, so we didn't have any dandelions.
Oh.
You still get a few from the neighbors, but you know, it's. What it is, what it is, and I did not believe in stuff like that. You know, like lawn care companies.
Yeah.
But it does work. They're good. They're really good.
So your grass is actually
grass.
Grass and green.
Yeah. We do have some spots where we used to have weeds, but yeah, for the most part it's kind of recovered.
If we
don't have a really hot summer. You know.
So do they come out and seed and do all that stuff? To grass
seed? They will if you pay for it.
Oh, well, yeah.
This is just keeping it, you know.
Keeping the weeds down.
Yeah, keeping the weeds down and stuff like that. So
those dandelions come back really quick, though. That's when it's unfortunate.
They do?
Yeah, you wouldn't know, but in my house, we'll get them a lot. And it's like you mow, and then 2 days later, they're back.
I know.
It's aggravating.
I know. Somebody told me how you can kill them, too. And there's a spray that you can get, but, you know, they go away. So just live with it for a few weeks, and it'll be gone.
Yeah.
And then the locusts will come. Or whatever.
They're on the way.
Yeah.
Can't wait. It's the first time since the 1800s. Two broods are coming together. It's like a movie.
You sound almost excited about the cicadas coming.
No, I heard somebody talking about it the other day, and it's like.
Wait till they smash your windshield. You're driving, and you run into them, and it's just like cicada mush all over the windows. That's
well,
not good.
At least that's one gone. It's the way I look at it.
That is kind of a strange way to look at it. I really do believe that.
It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
And now we go with Today in History after the longest introduction in the history of mankind. And let's start off with Vice President John Tyler becoming the 10th President of the United States in 1841. This was after the death of President William Henry Harrison. Wasn't William Henry Harrison just in office for a month or two? Is that the one that caught pneumonia?
I believe that's right.
Okay. 1958, Cheryl Crane, age 14, the daughter of actress Lana Turner, stabs to death organized crime figure Johnny Stampinato, her mother's boyfriend, in self-defense. The crime was later ruled a justifiable homicide.
In 1964, the Beatles' Can't Buy Me Love single goes number one and stays number one for 5 weeks.
Can't buy me love.
And we go to 1968. U.S. civil rights activist Martin Luther King Jr. is assassinated by James Earl Ray at the Lorraine Hotel in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, I was 12 at the time, so that's the first assassination I really truly remember. I don't remember Harvey Oswald getting shot by Jack Ruby. I was too young. I didn't watch the news back then. But this was big time here with Martin Luther King. And
well, that would have been, what, 4 years after.
Yeah, yeah. So. In 1974, Hank Aaron ties Babe Ruth's home run record by hitting his 714th in Cincinnati facing Jack Billingham. And the commissioner made him play. He wasn't going to play on the Sunday after he hit it and wait till he got home. But the commissioner made him play anyway, but he didn't hit a home run. I don't think he tried too hard either. 1975, Microsoft is founded as a partnership between Bill Gates and Paul Allen to develop and sell basic interpreters for the Alta, whatever. I ran out of is that it?
Beats me.
Okay.
It's the start of Microsoft.
Yeah. In 1987, Always and Forever, the second studio album by Randy Travis, it became the Billboard Album of the Year in 1988.
Oh, baby, I'm gone.
Brandon Brooks coming up with Rewind here on the Wake Up Crew at 6:33. Stay with us.
Talk about the weather as long as old women sit and talk about old men.
This is CBS Rewind.
April 4th, 1947.
I wanted to be a detective, too.
The nationwide release of the comedy, My Favorite Brunette.
It only took brains, courage, and a gun.
Starring Bob Hope.
And I had the gun.
And Dorothy L'Amour.
So you've been playing detective.
Purple eyes.
This date in 1959.
In
the nationwide release of the Western.
Maybe you're right, Stumpy.
Rio Bravo.
You're a treasure.
Starring John Wayne.
I don't know what I'd do without
and
you.
Dean Martin.
Just my rifle, pony.
And April 4th, 1987. Starship with a number one single. Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now. I'm Brendan Brooks. And that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy and breezy for today. Few light showers possible in the area by mid to late afternoon. Highs top out near 53 degrees. Winds west northwesterly 10 to 25 miles per hour. And then tonight, still a spotty chance for a light shower early. Otherwise, gradual clearing. Frost possible in parts of the area towards Friday morning as lows drop to 34. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 46.
Good morning. Out on the west side in Bellevue, they're working an accident 200 block of Westfield Drive. Traffic's picking up quite a bit now on 24. That's what we're looking at live. Westbound 24 coming past 840 as you come in from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, towards the Nashville area. It did look like it was running a little bit slow there as you come out of Kentucky this morning on 65 southbound just before you get down to that Portland area. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pesties, buzzing rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood. And look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests. Pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. Americare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Find out what's happening locally. Tune to WGNS.
There are two types of grief support groups here to help you in our community, and they're both free. Every Wednesday morning at 10, there's a grief support group meeting at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. That's Wednesday mornings at 10. The other one is a walking grief support group. It's been found that walking is therapeutically good for those grieving. The walking grief support group is the next morning, Thursdays at 9:30, and they meet at the picnic shelter at Oaklands Park, right next to Oaklands Mansion, Thursday mornings at 9:30. And they're both free. Oh, the Parkinson support group meets on the first and third Friday of each month, 10 o'clock, at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. And right around the corner, the 25th anniversary ice cream social at Greenhouse Ministries. That'll be Wednesday, April 17th. Circle that noon event on your calendar. And let's head over to Greenhouse Ministries and help them celebrate their 25th anniversary. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor events.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
I want expert advice on going 100% solar.
I want to go green without breaking the bank.
I want to meet my sustainability goals.
I want solar to be simple.
Done, 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 done.
I want to save the planet.
Little hero, let's start with one of MTE's solar programs first. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
In a world where some saw only an open field, Middle Point Landfill saw an opportunity for dreams to flourish. You see, in 2019, Middle Point made a $125,000 investment into the Oakland High School football field, which was an investment into tomorrow's leadership. The turf that Middle Point helped to lay at Oakland helped pave the way for some students to become standout players at schools like UT and MTSU, and one became a coach at LSU just last year. We're Middle Point Landfill, and we're proud to support the dreams of our youth.
The Wake Up Crew.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It's 21 before 7 o'clock. We've got Man on the Street Newsmakers coming up in a few minutes. Don't forget to check that out. Also, we'll be doing the weather forecast again about 5 till, something like that. So, anything else I've left out? Is there anything else that's going to be covered between now and 7 o'clock?
You name it, you'll hear it.
Okay.
On the big G.
All right. Okay. Hey, I've been enjoying this week off without Dalton.
Have you?
2 weeks, whatever it is.
It's been a long time.
Rumor has it he's coming back Monday.
I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, should be. You think? You don't know for sure.
I think so.
It's kind of to that point, huh?
Well, I don't know either.
I've really enjoyed him being gone in terms of this one particular segment of our program.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's been
no pressure,
huh?
No pressure.
No pressure for you either,
no,
really?
No.
Is it? Okay. All right, here we go for today. Ready? Where did I find it?
I don't know, but you're running out of time.
I know, I'm running out of time. Why was the math book crying?
I don't know. Wow.
It had too many problems.
Only going to go 3 with that one, pal.
CBS News Brief. Chef Jose Andres is calling for an independent investigation after 7 of his World Central Kitchen staffers were killed in drone strikes while they delivered food to Gaza.
It looks like it's not a war against terrorism anymore.
Seems this is a war against humanity itself.
Israel claims it was an accident. President Biden speaks with Prime Minister Netanyahu by phone today. The same weather system blamed for deadly tornadoes in the middle of the country has moved east. This man's dealing with a third day of heavy rain in Brooklawn, New Jersey.
Oh, man, it's nonstop, man. Nonstop. It's just going and going and going. It's rain cats and dogs.
Parts of New England could get more than a foot of snow. Topping Fortune's just-released list of best companies to work for, Hilton Hotels.
Hilton's top dog, and in part it's because of how it values its employees.
Fortune's Chloe Berger, Cisco, comes in second. NVIDIA is number three. Wegmans is on the top 10. CBS News Brief, I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. A Monday attempt to evade law enforcement ended in a fatal crash near Jeanette, Arkansas. It began when an Arkansas state trooper initiated a routine traffic stop on I-40 near exit 265 in Crittenden County. The driver, identified as 28-year-old Courtney Ridgway of Smyrna, opted to hit the gas instead of the brake. A high-speed pursuit ensued, with Ridgway's vehicle reaching speeds exceeding 100 miles an hour. She lost control of the vehicle, colliding with a ditch. Emergency responders rushed to the scene, but it was too late. Ridgway was pronounced dead at the scene. Two passengers in the vehicle sustained non-life-threatening injuries in that crash. Colonel Mike Hagar, the Arkansas State Police, says the incident emphasizes the dangers of fleeing from law enforcement. Police need your help identifying two people believed to be connected to a recent car break-in at Barfield Park. Detectives say the suspects allegedly stole a wallet containing debit and credit cards from the vehicle. Subsequently, more than $1,200 worth of gift cards were purchased using the stolen cards. There are pictures posted on WGNSradio.com. There's also information on who you need to contact if you recognize the suspects. A Marshall County man who investigators say kidnapped his girlfriend with a gun and held her against her will is now behind bars in Williamson County. Christopher Allen Dunn was arrested early Monday morning on Murfreesboro Road near the I-65 motel where he was hiding out. Marshall County authorities say the 40-year-old held his girlfriend against her will with a gun. Investigators confirmed the gun was confiscated, but the suspect disappeared. News on demand at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
This message for all the men out there. Ladies, cover your ears. If you've been feeling tired and grumpy and have noticed a lack of motivation and drive, have weight gain and loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone levels. And at Low T Center, they make it quick and easy to get your levels checked. It's as simple as a blood test with their on-site lab, and they'll get your results back in about 25 minutes. What I love about Low T Center is it's geared towards us men. They know we don't like to wait around. They know we're impatient, and they know that we like things simple. For me, at times, that means making things a little more simple to understand, too. Because we're guys, and we're more focused on heading home to start working on that project car in the garage. Who knows what you're thinking? We're guys. There's no telling. But let me recommend Low T Center. Most health insurance is accepted for treatment there, and they have the affordable and convenient treatment options that include physician-monitored, self-inject, at-home treatment for their established patients, shipping treatments directly to you. Go to LowTCenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
A heart for healing.
When life challenges become a torrential flood, there are local doctors, nurses, and medical technicians who help you maneuver the swift waters.
Gordon Ferguson, President and CEO of St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital.
Family medicine specialist Dr. Chris Ingram is this month's Heart for Healing honoree. A listener writes, "A new friend at church recommended Dr. Ingram, and at my first visit, he listened, made me feel comfortable, and never rushed me. I also wanted a family physician with DO training. The DO training often addresses conditions from both a medical and lifestyle perspective." Family medicine specialist Dr. Chris Ingram is our Heart for Healing honoree and receives dinner for two at the fabulous Alley on Main Street restaurant.
Submit your Heart for Healing nomination to WGNS.
At Middle Point, we are making major investments to transform our facility and our impact on the community.
date, we've invested $7.5 million in our on-site gas collection and control system, including the installation of 84 new gas wells and nearly 4,000 linear feet of horizontal collectors. These improvements have led to a 98% drop in odor reports, corresponding to a 52% increase in the landfill gas we collect. Follow along at middlepointlandfill.com.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Capstar Bank.
If you're looking for an authentic relationship with financial experts who genuinely care about your unique needs, Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank wants to help you reach your financial goals, because at Capstar Bank, you matter to us. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Information you need.
When we saw some of the need for expansion in other areas to add a second surgery center, Westlawn location.
Joey P., president and CEO of Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Some departments we move lock, stock, and barrel. For instance, our rheumatology department and our gastroenterology department have moved completely. So we don't provide any rheumatology services or GI services at our Garrison Drive location. In conjunction with the GI department move, we also opened a new ambulatory surgery center that basically gave us additional capacity. One of the things we were finding in our existing ASC there on Garrison is we did not have enough space to meet the needs of the community. So we did go through the process to be able to open a second ASC. This one is a single specialty ambulatory surgery center focused entirely on gastroenterology procedures. It's an endoscopy center. We have gone through a process to identify our facilities. When you drive up and if you've been to one of our facilities, you know that, oh, that's Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. It looks like there are other offices.
And that's information you need. Brought to you by Capstar Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It's 12 before the hour. We've got news coming up at the top of the hour. And John and Brian here with you on this Thursday morning. And this is episode 1379, 1379. Yeah.
Makes me sad.
Makes me sad, too. Just thinking about it. Top cheese on your cheddar, on your grilled cheese sandwich. What's your top cheese that you like?
Ooh.
Now, the top three are cheddar, Gouda, and American. Or in that, maybe not in that order. It's maybe cheddar, American, and Gouda.
Yeah. I don't know that I'm a huge Gouda fan, but yeah. Cheddar's always good. Sometimes it doesn't melt as good in the middle, you know?
Well, that's why I don't think you see Pepper Jack listed as one of the top. It doesn't melt that great either.
Yeah, but American will.
American will, yeah.
But I've used shredded cheddar. Now, if you want to make a really good one, I'll give you a tip. Using my little George Foreman grill. Put your American cheese in it and butter the top and bottom, but then put some Asiago cheese or Parmesan cheese on the top and let it, you know, cook, get a little hard, make it crispy on the bread.
Wow.
Mm. It's pretty good. Mm. Gourmet.
I like American. I can't get away from it.
I don't have a
George Foreman. I just take it on the stove and put it on the, you know, flip it.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Sometimes it gets really... And Dalton tells me that, because he's, you know, Chef Boyardee, that I'm cooking too hot on the stovetop, and I probably am, but it smokes a lot when you do stuff like that, you know?
Well, I think if you put butter on the outside, how much butter you put, and really you shouldn't probably put a whole lot of butter, just enough to kind of a slim amount.
Typically I'll do that on the bread,
spread
it on the bread and put it down.
Now I used to put the butter in the pan and flop it in there, but then I realized I had to put more butter in to get the other side.
And then that's what made it smoke.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Get smoky in the house and then the fire alarms go off.
Maybe you ought to turn it down a little bit too, you know, like.
Yeah. I don't turn my stove on very often anymore.
Yeah. Mm. No, I see what you have for lunch. That's definitely not. If it's not in a container pack, it doesn't get done anyway. All right. You know who likes cheddar?
Money? Cheddar money?
No, cheddar.
Oh, cheddar cheese. Probably Paul McCartney.
He does.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Hey, thank you, Paul. 1913. Muddy Waters, American blues guitarist, is born.
Well, you know, I'm the hoochie coochie man. Everybody knows I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
I hate to ask who what a hoochie coochie man is, but I'm afraid to ask.
I wouldn't ask.
Yeah, 1924, Gil Hodges, American baseball first baseman. He was an 8-time All-Star and also won a World Series as manager of the New York Mets in 1969. 1963, Graham Norton, Irish comedian and TV presenter, born in Dublin.
Isn't he the guy that does like a talk show?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen some of his stuff.
I've seen your stuff. Oh, it's all good. It's wonderful. You know, talks real fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has all the guests on one couch.
Which is what the guy who was on the Late Late
James
Show.
James Corden's copied. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was copied by him. It makes for a great show, though. In 1965, Robert Downey Jr., American actor. He played Charlie Chaplin, almost won an Oscar. Iron Man, Avengers. He was also in Oppenheimer and won an Academy Award for it.
But he created the empire known as the Marvel Universe.
Yes, he did. I'm glad he won an Academy Award, though.
Yeah.
That made me happy. 1966, Nancy McKeon, American actress. She played in The Facts of Life.
Well, on today's Real Fact... Oh, we've already done that.
And do you know her brother played in Alice, a show on channel on CBS?
About the waitress?
Yes, he was the son in that.
I did not know that.
That's her brother. In 1970, you know, you need to hang with me.
I learn a lot.
I'm very knowledgeable. And that's not on any paper here.
Really. No, no,
I
know.
You think Dalton knows everything. No, that's not really true.
Well, he says he does.
Yeah, I don't believe half that stuff, do you? 1973, David Blaine, American magician and illusionist, is born in Brooklyn, New York. And in 1979, the late, great Heath Ledger, Australian-American actor, born in Perth, Western Australia.
Why so serious? Let's put a smile on that face.
And?
Where's Rachel?
All right, and that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Here's some local birthdays.
I'm Batman.
Robbie Young, Ken Lane, Joan Gray, Art Hastings, Mildred Ferris, Connie Williams, and Joel Bigelow have birthdays today.
All right, that's a pretty good list we had coming into the morning. If you want to add to our list, 615-893-1450 is the number to call or text. That's right, call or text in birthdays and anniversaries. You've got until about 7:30, 7:35 to get those in to us on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Alrighty, well, let's see. Today, holidays, it's International Carrot Day.
Oh, I had a bunch of carrots at Easter.
Did you?
Yeah, cooked carrots. They were great.
What about carrot cake?
I love carrot cake.
Yeah. It's also National Burrito Day as well. So enjoy a burrito today.
I need to go by there and get some.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be good. 6:55 here on the Wake Up Crew. Weather's coming up, then the news.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy and breezy for today. Few light showers possible in the area by mid to late afternoon. Highs top out near 53 degrees. Winds west-northwesterly 10 to 25 miles per hour. And then tonight, still a spotty chance for a light shower early. Otherwise, gradual clearing. Frost possible in parts of the area towards Friday morning as lows drop to 34. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 46.
Over the past several years, hearing aid technology has drastically improved. Hi, I'm Dr. Sean Lancaster. If you've been struggling with your hearing, give me a call, Dr. Sean Lancaster, and take a free hearing aid test drive and see for yourself how much hearing aids can truly help.
Good morning. It's really crawling along as you come down out of Kentucky right now. That's what we're looking at live on 65 southbound. It's a slow go there just before you get to the Portland exit. Again, in that northern section of Robertson County, again, that's really slow go on 65 northbound. Heavy traffic flow spotted 24 out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, coming westbound 24 up through the Antioch area. Watch for some radar this morning out of Dixon County down the interstate and I-40 in the Mount Juliet area. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services here in the Middle Tennessee area, Tomahawk, Crane, and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Everybody loves my cut. Whole world loves my hairstyles. Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
The stars in movies always look young and good. And a hairstyle or cut from Charlie Pitts can do the same for you. Charlie Pitts is open Monday through Saturday at 2528 Las Casas Pike, about 100 feet from Desjardins Lane.
Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
Monday through Saturday.
This is John at L&K Trophy. We have a wide assortment of plaques. We have colored tumblers that we can engrave. They work great for gifts. We also offer other options for plaques. So if it's plaques you're looking for, come down to L&K Trophy. We're able to etch glasses and wine glasses. L&K Trophy can engrave just about anything. This is John at L&K Trophy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
655, no, make that 658.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I don't know what temperature is outside, but it's 12 degrees in here. Okay, Lindsay McElhiney is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being the first to offer to help with any project. Lindsay's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
All right, so that is today's Good Neighbor of the Day. Congratulations. And if you would like to send us a nomination for Good Neighbor of the Day, the easiest way is to text neighbor to our number here, 615-893-1450, and just fill out the information. I promise it's going to take you just a couple of minutes. You can also get to that same form on the website, WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor, or throw it in the mail. However you want to get it to us, we'll take it. Birthdays and anniversaries. You got about half an hour to get those in as well, because in an hour we announce the winner of the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
French's Shoes and Boots is the number one place to shop for boots, shoes, apparel, accessories, and much more. Find that new favorite pair you'll be proud to wear.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Well, don't go anywhere. We've got more news, and we've got more of the Wake Up Crew coming up right after this on News Radio WGNS. Stay with us.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Serious allegation.
They were targeted systematically, car by car.
Weathering the storms.
I stay here. Once the lights go off or the heat go off, then I gotta go.
Texas City's moment in the sun.
We've got visitors from New Zealand, Israel, Finland.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Biden speaks by phone today with Israel's prime minister days after saying he was outraged and heartbroken over the country's airstrike in Gaza that killed seven aid workers. Israel insists it was all a mistake, but CBS's Holly Williams tells us the chef behind World Central Kitchen has said he believes his group was targeted.
So this was not just a bad luck situation where, oops, we dropped the bomb in the wrong place.
The seven World Central Kitchen aid workers killed by Israel's military in Gaza were targeted systematically, car by car, according to the group's founder, the Spanish-American chef Jose Andres.
And this looks like it's not a war against terrorism anymore. Seems this is a war against humanity itself.
Speaking on Israeli television, he broke down.
I've been in Gaza myself. I met, and some of the people that died were my friends. And I served with them.
Israel's military says the attack on the three-car convoy was a mistake after a misidentification. But World Central Kitchen says it was coordinating its movements in Gaza with the military. Andres claims his team tried to call the Israeli military even as they came under fire, some moving from the first car after it was hit to the second, which was also hit, and then the third, leaving all seven dead.
This all comes as strains grow in the U.S.-Israel relationship. CBS's Weijia Jiang is at the White House.
President Biden has grown increasingly critical of Israel's military strategy and is expected to share deep frustration with Netanyahu today over a lack of coordination. Biden said Israel has not done enough to protect aid workers or to spare civilian lives. Last week, the administration did not veto a UN Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza, as it had done before, which angered Netanyahu so much he canceled a meeting between his top aides and U.S. officials about a full-scale invasion into the city of Rafah. That is also expected to come up today as the administration pushes the IDF to consider alternative plans.
The East is getting the tail end of a deadly storm system that battered parts of the nation's midsection. More than two dozen tornadoes reported in nine states. Heavy rain has caused flooding, and northern New York and New England are getting snow. Two deaths in the Philadelphia area are blamed on fallen trees. One of them crashed down near this man's home.
Sitting inside watching TV and heard something that sounded like a large thump. The wind was blowing it across in the diagonal. He was waiting at the corner for the light, and it came down right across her car.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear on tornado recovery.
We got a lot of work to do statewide in determining how much damage that there is.
Overseas, correspondent Ian Lee has the latest on earthquake relief efforts in Taiwan.
Over 1,000 have been injured, while more than 100 are still missing, many among the island's mountains. Up a remote valley, a drone discovered miners stuck on a cliff. Landslides wiped out all the roads. But the epicenter witnessed the most severe damage. CBS's partner, the BBC, is on the ground.
This building is one of them, partially collapsed. They're worried that an aftershock could bring the whole building down, so they are reinforcing the base there to stabilize it while operations to go inside and search the building carry on.
It's the CBS World News Roundup, and it's 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, don't tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A judge has rejected former President Trump's effort to delay his hush money trial, which is set to open in New York in 11 days. His attorneys argued it should wait until after the U.S. Supreme Court decides on the presidential immunity claims he's raised. Overseas, Secretary of State Blinken is in Brussels to mark NATO's 75th anniversary.
Let's not lose sight of why we created it or why it has endured these 75 years. And let's recommit ourselves to shoring up the foundations of peace, as well as anticipating new and emerging threats.
Despite efforts by lawmakers in Alabama to shield IVF providers from a state Supreme Court ruling that says frozen embryos have the same rights as children, a hospital in Mobile says it's going to end its program for good at the end of the year because of litigation concerns. CBS's Chanel Call updates us now on a man who made a medical first.
Rick Slayman, who received the world's first genetically modified pig kidney transplant last month, was discharged from a Boston hospital to recover at home. In a statement, Slayman said leaving the hospital was one of the happiest moments of his life.
NASA has selected three companies to come up with designs for a new vehicle to get astronauts around on the moon. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
NASA wants it to carry astronauts over longer distances than the old Apollo rovers. And in between Artemis flights, the new rover can be operated by remote control from Earth to carry out research and basic exploration.
The companies are Intuitive Machines in Texas, Lunar Outpost of Colorado, and Venturi Astrolab of California. Well, anticipation's building for Monday's total solar eclipse. CBS's Janet Shamlian takes us to a place where there could be prime viewing.
In the scenic Texas Hill Country, Kerrville is preparing for its moment in the sun, the blocked sun.
How ready is Kerrville? Absolutely ready. We've been getting ready for 2 years.
Mayor Judy Eichner says a city of about 25,000 could swell to as many as 100,000.
We will have one-way traffic right up here along this bridge.
So you're changing the traffic flow
yes.
of the city?
Absolutely.
Kerrville will have one of the nation's longest views of the moon obscuring the sun at 4 minutes, 25 seconds. And the clock is ticking for businesses.
I got a chicken fried chicken, gravy all over.
At Billie Jean's restaurant, owner Crystal Smith doubled many of her food orders.
And you'll go through most of this.
Yes, we'll definitely go through most of this, yes.
Calls for reservations coming in as far away as Germany.
Well, there was no winning Powerball ticket last night. The jackpot grows to an estimated $1.23 billion. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com.
You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett, along here with us for the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew this morning. Right now, we pause to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Murfreesboro favorite, Toots.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. When I go places, people like to tell me their favorite menu item. One of the most popular is our catfish basket. Delicious fillets of catfish, fried golden brown, and served over curly fries, or any side item for that matter. They're on our menu daily and on special every single Friday. At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy and breezy for today. A few light showers possible in the area by mid to late afternoon. Highs top out near 53 degrees. Winds west-northwesterly 10 to 25 miles per hour. And then tonight, still a spotty chance for a light shower early. Otherwise, gradual clearing. Frost possible in parts of the area towards Friday morning. As lows drop to 34, I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 46.
Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank,
2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, CapstarBank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning. Trying to clean up this multi-car crash on 40 westbound at Spence Lane. A lot of rubbernecking going through there right now as they move all the damaged vehicles. Traffic still crawling coming out of that northern section of Robertson County this morning, coming in from Kentucky, trying to get down past that Portland exit. On that northern section of Robertson County, again, is really slow on 65 going southbound. Again, coming out of Kentucky is a mess. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on that new menu. Check it out at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning, sunshine. Earth says hello.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome in to the second hour of this Thursday, April 4th, Wake Up Crew, episode 1379. You're singing a song this morning.
La-ba-doo-ba-da-bop. Song, singing a song, doobie doobie wada, scooby scooby.
What year did that come out? Is that a 60s or 70s?
60s.
60s.
Well, I don't know. 69, maybe 70, 71, somewhere in there. And he's going to look it up.
Why not?
Well, we don't have anything but time here this morning.
Well, apparently. So the name of the song is Starshine, right?
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Starshine.
Okay. Let's say, morning star, shine, come out. Drum roll, please. 69. So it's right there. By the way, I did look up, you asked me about William Henry Harrison and what happened there in today in history. And Harrison defeated Van Buren in 1840 in the presidential election, and just 3 weeks after his inauguration, he fell ill and died days later. But there wasn't that the vice president is the successor in the Constitution just yet. So, But Tyler became president.
So who was president between the time he died and, well, Tyler was the vice president, wasn't he?
I think so,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So he became president, okay. But there was some question because he was ill and it's like, oh, well, what are we supposed to do now?
Yeah.
So I think that's why the vice president's kind of in there now. But anyway.
So if we don't know, we find out for you.
Well, the old Google machine helps
right
out.
Here on The Wake Up Crew.
See? You learn something every day here on the show. We've got Throwback Thursday coming up, and I think this is probably the last in our series of Gen X memories, things your parents had when we were kids.
I've enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got another pretty good list today. So, and there are probably others.
I'm going to talk about my dog Teddy Bear next week.
Oh, are you?
My dog Teddy Bear.
I've got some dog news that we need to share.
The greatest dog ever, other than Chipper.
Mm. We may talk about that tomorrow.
Oh, really? Dog news?
Yeah.
Well, talk about tomorrow. That'd be great.
Yeah, I think today's
booked.
Pretty busy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's booked.
But I have the most popular and the least popular dog breeds.
And you got that for why? Why did you get that? Why did you?
The American
that?
Kennel Club comes out with a list each year. So well,
your dog on it?
Well, she is a mix. These American Kennel Club is, you know, purebred.
Chipper's purebred.
Oh, of course he is.
He's purebred.
He walks around like he is.
Yeah.
Song of the day.
You don't know my dog. You don't know how he walks.
He's a very friendly,
loving dog. Mm-hmm. He loves his papa.
Oh, are you papa to him?
Oh yeah, yeah, of course.
Oh, I thought you'd been father.
Chipper, I am your father.
Song of the day. This song is Groovin' from the Rascals. And see if you hear Leslie in this at all.
Life will be ecstasy. You and me endlessly. Groovin'.
I hear it.
I do hear it too.
On a Sunday afternoon.
But the lyric is actually, well, let's see. Life would be Ecstasy, You and Me Endlessly Grooving. So now see if you hear that.
Life would be ecstasy, you and me endlessly grooving.
Yeah, I hear that too.
Yeah.
On a Sunday,
that is a good one.
It really is, because you can hear it either way.
Yeah.
And if, yeah, so now that you know.
And it's okay either way.
Oh, well, sure.
Because you're grooving with Leslie or you're grooving endlessly with Leslie.
Why?
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's no Leslie.
There's no Leslie.
Well, maybe it was.
Just fill in the blank. All right. That is today's song of the day. John, we've had a busy week here on the Wake Up Crew, but
have?
Yeah, lots of news, and we haven't had the chance to talk about the passing of Louis Gossett Jr. On March 29th.
Come lift us up where we belong.
Yeah, he was 87.
Really?
Yeah, passed away at age 87. Was born in 1936 in New York. So,
Officer and a Gentleman. I remember him from that.
I guess
more than anything. He was in Roots.
Yeah.
You know, he did a lot of television movies.
He won a Primetime Emmy Award for Roots, being in that in the late 70s. And in 82, he was the drill instructor in An Officer and a Gentleman. And won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor. And he became, amazingly, 1982, the first black actor to win in that category.
You need to watch that movie. Yeah, I know you haven't seen it. To say it, 1982. It's in color.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good. It's a little ahead of its time in terms of pretty rough for a 1982 movie. But
really?
Just remember this. He always called him Mayo. His name. Yeah, but anyway, that's gonna be a phrase that's used a lot, Mayo.
He was in the Color Purple musical as well just last year.
Oh, I imagine he's been in a lot of stuff we don't even know about, but he's a really good actor.
Well, that's going to be a film. He's got a few films that he's going to be in posthumously. So
really?
He's had a few that he's done that he'll be in the coming future.
At 87? Wow.
Yeah, he's
what did he, does it say what he died of, or just was it old age?
Let's see. I don't see. It just says that he passed away at age 87. He's going to be in If, that's directed by John Krasinski.
Oh, okay.
So, and that's one that's coming up. So, there you go. Got that to look forward to. We don't do that often enough, I guess, when some of these folks pass away. It's always in the news, but it was in the news earlier this week and thought it would be good just to mention it here this morning. On his passing. So we are going to be talking with our friends from the Villages of Murfreesboro coming up here in just a couple of moments. So hope you'll stay tuned for that. But right now we're going to check on the latest sports news. We'll have much more for you coming up here on the Wake Up Crew. You're listening to Brian and John here on News Radio WGNS. And here is that sports check for you this morning.
This is News Radio WGNS Primetime Sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
News from the NFL, where the Buffalo Bills traded veteran wide receiver Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans, along with a sixth-round pick in this year's draft and a fifth-round pick next year. Buffalo gets a second-round pick in this year's draft in return. In the NBA, the Celtics are the first team to hit 60 wins. They cruise to a 135-100 win over the Thunder and clinch home court advantage throughout the postseason. Oklahoma City falls one game back of Denver and Minnesota for the top spot in the West. The Timberwolves cruise to a 133-85 win over the Raptors. Minnesota is tied with idle Denver for that top spot in the West. Bucks lose at home to the Grizzlies, 111-101. Suns over the Cavaliers, 122-101. And the Lakers down the Wizards, 125-120. In baseball, the Dodgers wrap up a three-game sweep with the Giants with a 5-4 win. Shohei Ohtani, his first homer with L.A. Red Sox over the A's, 1-0. Boston, a three-game sweep. Angels beat the Marlins, 10-2. Angels, a three-game sweep. Cubs over the Rockies, 9-8. Chicago, a three-game sweep.
Habitat for Humanity trains people to be successful at home ownership.
So they're very, very prepared for home ownership, and they are buying their home.
You heard correctly. The Habitat homeowner buys their home. It's not given to them.
It just does so much for the community.
Contact Habitat for Humanity and discover how you can help others with home ownership.
It's just a great impact on the family.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
When you have fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
French's Shoes and Boots is your hometown store for the latest in Southern style at unbeatable prices. Boots, boots, boots. Find the biggest selection of Southern styles from brands like Ariat, Thorogood, Twisted X, Durango, Wrangler, and more. We've got tons of choices in the latest Western wear, shoes, and accessories. Boots, boots, boots. Shoes and more. Of course, French's Shoes and Boots has you covered.
Shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wake Up Crew continues here at 722. It's time for us to head out to the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we're going to find out what's on the mind of Hope Rogers, the Community Relations Director here on this Thursday morning. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if you want to get into the mind of Hope Rogers.
Lots of things
swimming. That could be a long episode.
Lots of things swimming around in there, huh?
That's right. That's right. Good to be here. Good to be here. Glad to talk to you, Brian.
Yeah, good to talk to you as well. A lot to catch up on. And, of course, Easter was just last weekend. I'm sure you had a big Easter out there at the Villages.
Well, you know it. Yes, we had a great Easter dinner here for the residents and their families, and it was delicious, and we had lots of special visitors that came in between Good Friday and Easter. So, yeah, we had a great Easter. How about you? I hope you had a good Easter as well.
Yeah, I did. Good church service, good eats after. So, you know, that's about all you can ask for, right?
That's exactly right.
Well, you had, I guess, a couple of people to thank today, and that's what made me think about Easter, because a lot of people did some pretty special things around the Easter time frame for you guys.
That's right. I said this would be our thank you and appreciation interview. You know, we talk about all the fun things that we do here and all the great people we get to work with in the community that support us and help make some of that fun possible. And you know, talk about Easter. I'd like to, you know, just a big thank you to the Rockville Middle School Beta Club. They brought over 100 bags to the residents filled with everything you can imagine, puzzle books, candy, socks, lotions, anything that you could think of, including each bag had a handwritten note in their bag. So that was, you know, they love reading that. And so that was really special. And we just like to thank them for thinking about us.
I guess that was the high school beta club?
Yeah. Middle school.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Middle school. Yeah.
Well, that was awesome.
That was very awesome. They loved it. And it looked so pretty. We posted on Facebook, of course. And so, yeah, that was great. And we had another kind of along that same line, Marion Yarbrough, who is the granddaughter of a resident here named Nancy Yarbrough. They reached out and said, you know, during spring break, she wanted to do something for them. So she made 65. They were hand-drawn Easter cards and with peppermint candy attached to every one of them and a handwritten note. And she delivered them on Saturday to all the residents.
How nice.
Yeah. So they, you know, that was in their mailbox, another special thing for them to have on Easter.
Well, that's good that folks like Rockville Middle Beta Club and all of that coming out to help and just, you know, makes their day, you know.
It does.
You feel like a kid. I was like a kid. I always like to get something in the mail with my name on it, you know?
Exactly. And And they still love that. And especially with it being the younger, you know, that younger generation, they really appreciate them doing that. So, yeah.
Well, check out their Facebook page, facebook.com/thevillagesMurfreesboro. Lots of good info and pictures and fun things on there. You know, Bart came by a few weeks ago to talk to some of the residents, and there's this charming young lady at the front desk. Can you tell me about her?
At the front, Ruthine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ruthine is at the front desk. She is our newest. You know, we lost our Jackie, who went to be closer to home.
Yeah.
And Ruthine, she came from Kentucky, if I'm not mistaken. And she is just fabulous. She's got the friendliest smile. She will greet you. And oh, you're probably talking about Nora as well.
Miss Nora, yeah, yeah.
Nora, yeah, Ruthine's awesome too. Nora, she is also very awesome. She is the daughter of one of our residents that lived with us for a long time. And she, when her mother passed, she wanted to continue to be part of our community. So she works mostly the front desk. And Nora just does so much. She decorated all of our tables with Easter flowers and hand-folded napkins that had Easter blessing cards in them. And she is such a bright spot in our day when she is here. And we can't get enough of Nora.
Well, that's awesome that you had all those. I mean, that is the front door to the place too. And so
that's exactly right.
You know, it makes sense to have people who love to be there and are always bright and cheerful. So let's see what's coming up Monday. There's something about an eclipse. Are you all going to do anything with the eclipse?
Well, you know, we are. So, yes, Michelle Thomas with Right at Home, in home care. She's been a wonderful resource, and she is going to sponsor our solar eclipse party. And she's going to do fun things like bring Slippy D, Sunkiss, Capri Sun for us to drink. We're going to have some Oreos, some Starburst, some Milky Ways, all that fun stuff.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
So, we can't wait.
Yeah, got the glasses and be ready to go. Hopefully the weather cooperates a little bit.
Fingers crossed, yes, we're hoping.
I understand that even if, you know, there is some cloud cover, you're going to feel the effects of it anyway. So, you know, that'll be nice to have. So,
yeah, it's going to be fun.
Well, thanks to Michelle for doing that. And thanks to you, Hope, for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Brian. Glad to be here.
That's Hope Rogers joining us today from the Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail. Rutherford County's 23rd annual Earth Day celebration is Saturday, April 20th, 10 to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square, and MTE is proud to be the primary sponsor and organizer. Free fun for the whole family April 20th on the Square. More information at rcearthday.com.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Enjoy life at the Villages of Murfreesboro, like games or a golf putting green. At the Villages of Murfreesboro, a luxurious apartment, plus a chef to prepare your meals. And all that is very affordable. Let Sioux Hall show you the Villages of Murfreesboro, right behind the Stones River Battlefield. The Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
If you're not waking up to the Wake Up Crew, here's what you've been missing.
But it's not like falling off Mount Everest or something.
Don't miss the Wake Up Crew with John, Brian, and Dalton.
The guy's still falling.
Weekday mornings from 6 until Swap and Shop.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:30, you're listening in to this Thursday edition of The Wake Up Crew, episode 1379.
And on this Thursday, April 4th, it's Robbie Young with a birthday, Ken Lane, Joan Gray, Art Hastings, Mildred Ferris, Connie Williams, and Joel Bigelow.
So that's our list that we came into the morning with. And just a reminder, if you have called or text in this morning, we've got that, and we'll put that on the list we announce at 8 o'clock. If you haven't, this is your deadline time, 615-893-1450, the number, 615-893-1450. Hop in on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Time's running short on that. Local news, traffic, and weather now.
Boots, boots, boots. French's Shoes and Boots has the biggest selection of Southern styles from name brands and tons of choices in the latest Western wear, shoes, and accessories.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy and breezy for today. Few light showers possible in the area by mid to late afternoon. Highs top out near 53 degrees. Winds west northwesterly 10 to 25 miles per hour. And then tonight, still a spotty chance for a light shower early. Otherwise, gradual clearing. Frost possible in parts of the area towards Friday morning as lows drop to 34. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 46.
Good morning. They just now moved that wreck over to the side, but people are staring at it as they drive by on 40 westbound at Fessler's. It was there long enough to slow that heavy traffic down through the Donaldson area on 40 going westbound. Again, near Spence Lane, it is way over to the side now. Traffic's on the increase coming down 65 as you work your way down through the Madison area. 24 also running a little bit heavy coming past that Jolton exit. You got all that traffic behind it coming in from Clarksville, Montgomery County, headed towards Nashville. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on the menu. Check out that menu today at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Healthcare costs are on the rise, and a record poll shows a high cost of healthcare is a burden on American families. One in four adults says it's difficult for them to afford prescription drugs, a pain point that was noted by President Biden. The nonprofit healthcare research organization KFF reported in a poll that nearly 153 million Americans have job-based health insurance, the largest form of coverage by far. Bill aimed at improving college campus safety in Tennessee is now being named after a Georgia student who was murdered this year. Representative Gino Bolso of Brentwood said he filed House Bill 1909 before Lakin Riley's death captured the nation's attention. The 22-year-old was killed while out jogging at the University of Georgia campus on February 22nd. The bill passed the House and Senate, and it's waiting for an official name change to the Lakin Riley Act of 2024. The State Collaborative on Reforming Education and Nashville Health hosted more than 200 community education and mental health leaders this week to explore ways to address challenges facing student mental health and its impact on educational outcomes in Tennessee. The 2024 report said at the county level, all of Rutherford County, home to Murfreesboro, appears to be doing well. It's not far from the top 10 least vulnerable counties in the state. But a closer look reveals that zip codes in this county run the full gamut from high vulnerability to low, with all the stops in between. News on demand 24/7 at our website, WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, this is Bob Cornell, pastor of Covenant Church right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. The answer that you've been looking for is found in Jesus and what he accomplished at the cross. You see, Jesus changes lives from the inside out. We would love for you to join us at Covenant Church, located at 1124 Brinkley Ave right here in Murfreesboro. We have services Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. You can learn more about us at our Cornell Ministries YouTube channel. We want you to grow in Christ at Covenant Church.
Landfills are complex, dynamic, and ever-evolving environments. Our operators start from the ground up. Middle Point is a modern facility constructed with a highly engineered liner system that meets every safety and regulatory standard in the book. We're the subject of multiple at-random inspections, have active air quality, groundwater, stormwater, and solid waste permits, and are compliant with all local, state, and federal regulations. Learn more at MiddlePointLandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
We're visiting with Jennifer Sanchez, manager of Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift at 1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
You're not just walking into just a big warehouse. You're walking into rooms. We've got a media room. We've got a boutique room. We've got a vintage room, a furniture area, kitchen, all that.
Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift.
Every day you go in there, I promise you it's changing.
Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift, 1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Online at steeredstraightthriftstore.org.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We're back here on The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS on a Throwback Thursday.
Do you remember these?
All right, so we have been talking about Gen X memories, things your parents had when we were kids. So Gen X is 1965 to 1980. So, but I remember a lot of these as well. So some of these kind of carry over into the next generation. And I actually have this, Mom's Recipes in a Box. I have my mother's recipe box, and I think my dad made that recipe box for her because it's wooden.
Yeah. I have my mother's.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that where your chess pie recipe comes from?
I have my wife's too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had a recipe box as well.
Actually, the chess pie came from Karen Martin.
Oh, okay.
She's the one that showed me that. Wow. Told me that.
Margarine is the key. Don't put butter in it.
Don't put butter.
That's my problem.
Yeah, put butter. Yeah. Put margarine.
Refrigerators during that time seem to always be either that dark, ugly green color or brown.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember green. We had a green one.
I think Dad's was brown.
We had a lot of white too, but white's always in, you know.
Yeah.
Then black was popular for a while, and now stainless steel is the biggie.
Right. I think brown was kind of to go with the paneling that was everywhere.
Yeah.
It seemed to be.
Yeah.
This is still out there, but not this particular brand necessarily. I'm sure they're still doing it, but Tupperware. Mm-hmm. Tupperware used to be a big thing.
Yeah, I think there's still some Tupperware parties going on, but
are there?
Not, but Rubbermaid is taking that and you know,
But Tupperware, you used to buy those. You remember the orange pitcher that had the little thing that stuck in the top of it? It was, you know, that was all Tupperware stuff. So that was really big, and those Tupperware parties, like John mentioned, Corel dishes or Corningware, those were popular. Most everybody had the same pattern on their plates and stuff.
Yeah, still have mine.
Do you now?
Yeah, still have mine. In fact, I went back to them. I was doing the paper plate thing for so long, I decided, you know, it's just easy to put them in the dishwasher, so for just one person.
Yeah.
So I brought mine back out.
We've kind of gone to that too, but our plates are from Dollar Tree.
I bought real dishes. I mean glasses too. So.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Went the whole nine yards.
But light glass. I don't like heavy glass, you know, for drinks.
Right.
But I usually just put my drinks in the thing. I drink out of the bottle.
That makes sense.
I'm hardcore.
Couches that had floral designs.
Oh.
Those were pretty ugly, but they were big.
I gave you a plaid one.
Yeah?
Yeah, when you first got married, I think.
Yeah.
I gave you a plaid one.
You know, we just got rid of the love seat from that probably 3 or 4 years ago.
It was a good couch, though.
It sure was. It was a great couch.
It was locally bought from Quality Furniture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was in at one time.
But floral couches, those were in, too. You would always see, especially at Grandma's house, a lot of those homemade Afghans that were, you know, on the back of the couch with those floral couches.
Yeah.
The Polaroid camera.
Miss it. It came back.
Yeah, it's got a bit of a comeback.
Yeah,
my daughter, when she was in middle school, got into that. It's instant right there.
So you can take pictures from your phone, right, and send it to Walgreens or somewhere, and they can make pictures out of that.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what a lot of people do. A lot of tile countertops.
Yeah, they were big. They chip.
Yeah.
They chip on the corners. Formica, I guess. I'm thinking more Formica than, I guess, maybe that.
I think the others would kind of, I think it was a little harder, but it kind of goes back and forth on those things, it seems. And this last one that we'll end with, the famous Olin Mills portraits.
Yep. Could get them at Sears. I know that.
Yeah.
So
a lot of them would have the, you know, you'd have a photo, but then you'd have that profile picture with it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Looking to the side. That's always seemed a little weird.
That goes back.
Yeah.
Olin Mills. I hated those pictures, too. I just didn't think they ever looked good.
They were always kind of sepia colored or whatever.
Yeah, it was just didn't go well.
Well, those are some Throwback Thursday Gen X memories, things your parents had when we were kids, and we'll be back to wrap up the show in a second.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel in Murfreesboro.
Hear our sermons on WGNS every Sunday night at 7:30.
Extending the love of God.
Reviving the community at holyhillchapeltn.org.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday"? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. And when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side. And there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro. I'd like to invite you over to our hometown store, 1837 South Church Street. French's Shoes and Boots has been serving Rutherford County with the best selection of work boots, western boots, and a great selection of shoes and accessories. Our bargain room is full of famous brand shoes and boots up to 90% off mall prices. Brands like Clark's, Merrill, Justin, and Ariat. Tons of shoes and tons of brands, all at super great prices.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Don't feel left out of the conversation. Call Dr. Sean Lancaster with Hearing Aid and Audiology Services. If you've been struggling with your hearing, I encourage you to give me a call, Dr. Sean Lancaster, and take a free hearing aid test drive and see for yourself how much hearing aids can truly help.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here to wrap up the Wake Up Crew for a Thursday. Episode 1379, almost in the books. We say good morning to our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric. They power the Wake Up Crew, and they are the primary organizer and sponsor of the 23rd annual Earth Day celebration that's coming up on Saturday, April the 20th at 10 a.m. to 2 on the square in Murfreesboro. So be sure to come by. Free fun for the whole family, hot dogs and popcorn, and the Electric Griddle food truck will be there. All kinds of fun for the whole family, April 20th on the square. More information at rcearthday.com. That's rcearthday.com. And also saying good morning to Lindsay McElhiney, our good neighbor of the day today, for being the first to offer help on any project. Lindsay McElhiney will receive flowers from Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio, WGNS, as the good neighbor of the day today. And if you want to send us a good neighbor, you can do that by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. You'll get a reply. Just fill out that information, click submit. Boom. That's all you have to do to get in your good neighbor nominations to WGNS. Also, WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. You can get those into us that way as well.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Well, I'm much more prepared than I was earlier. Because I have located the joke.
Is it too late, though?
Probably too late. Let's see. Why was the math book crying?
I don't know why.
It had a lot of problems.
Replay.
Sorry, buddy. I can't give you more than a three.
Staying at the three?
Three, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, no pressure.
No, you've accepted it very well.
Yeah.
Well, you've been rolling with fives and fours.
Yeah, my average is still really high.
Oh, yeah, it's like 4 point something.
Oh, well, yeah, 4.8.
Yeah, no, I'm more like 4.4, but yeah.
Well, that's how I do math anyway. What have we learned on the Wake Up Crew today?
Well, we talked about cheese today, a good grilled cheese sandwich. We kind of differed a little bit. You like the cheddar, but you do use American and with a little added spice of mozzarella or something in there.
Asiago.
Oh, Asiago cheese. Yeah. Okay.
I'm really a fan of Asiago.
Okay. Then we also talked about Lou Gossett dying.
Mm.
And he's got some movies coming out, too, posthumously.
Yeah.
And
you just wanted to get that word in, didn't you?
I did. And then we threw back to Gen X and some of the things that, you know, we remember, but they're history, buddy.
Yeah, we've done that's the third week. We're wrapping up this week with that on Throwback Thursday. So if you want to go back and listen to the old episodes, you can.
Oh, of this show?
Yeah. If you want to hear the other list,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
because
yeah,
we've done it now for 3 weeks.
And I'm
weeks.
Sure I forgot something. We talked, we went all over the place the first segment of the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah. William Henry Harrison, we did make sure that we fact checked ourselves.
And Jill McKeon's brother was Alice's son in the show Alice.
Yeah.
That I thought that was pretty interesting.
It is. And that was unscripted.
Yeah. I mean, this off my head there, you know.
This whole show's unscripted.
Yeah.
And you can probably tell. All right. So that's a few of the things that we learned on the show. Remind you, if you want to go back and listen, as we mentioned, get the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Also from our website at WGNSradio.com.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, the stupid, silly stat of the day.
All right. Weird thoughts from Brian. Let's see. How is it possible to have a civil war?
Got a brother or sister.
Weird thoughts from Brian.
Hmm.
Wars aren't civil, are they?
I thought you said sibyl.
No.
Like sibling rivalry. Oh,
no, I get
sibyl.
What you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Here's our song of the day, Groovin' from the Young Rascals.